But of him are you where? Woo. But of him are you, ye, in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us. What is he made unto us? Wisdom. What else? Righteousness. What else? Sanctification. What else? I'm redeemed. I don't care what the devil say. I'm sanctified. I'm separated from the world, and I don't participate with the world's activity. Hallelujah. I'm right with God. I was born righteous. I don't have to do a thing in the world just to live. Hallelujah. I was born that way. Hallelujah. I was born. And that means, what does righteousness mean? It means I am in right standing with God. What you mean? There's nothing between God and me. How many times you gone to pray? How many times you done stuff and you wouldn't go to God because you thought there was something between you? All was between you was repentance. God, I'm sorry, I missed it. But the devil and your flesh drove you away and got you further away and got you in stuff, and now you're carrying stuff, trying to overcome stuff. But when you understand that God made me righteous, I don't have to do a thing. But I do have to do what he said. But what I mean by I don't have to do a thing, I don't have to do anything to try to make myself, I don't have to try to put on no show. I don't have to try to do any of those things because I was made that way. Hallelujah. And what I do, I act like who I am. I'm the righteousness of God. That's who I am. That's why it's no problem for me to raise my hand. It's no problem for me to lift my voice. It's no problem for me to put on me a look. Because I was made to do stuff like that. That's what's in me. That's what comes out of me. Rejoicing, giving thanks. Believing God. I was made to live good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he is my wisdom. Wisdom means I am able, you are able to deal wisely in the affairs of life. It means you know how to make wise choices. You know how to deal wisely. You recognize what's good and what's not. Because you have the wisdom of God. Do you think God knows what's good? Do you think he knows what's not? That's why he said, if any man would like wisdom, let him ask of God. You know, living a lifestyle outside of the will of God in any area of your life, in any area of your life, is not wisdom. It's not wisdom. I don't care how good it feels. I don't care how much money they promise you. Wisdom says, I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to make the right judgment in this matter. I'm going to make the right choice. I'm going to do the right thing. And then when we find out, God can excel or go far beyond what the enemy is trying to offer you. He won't give you what you think is a good thing. And he's just setting you up to destroy you because that's who he is, a destroyer. Give me the next verse. That according as it is written, he that glorious, let him do what? If you're going to glory, don't do it in yourself. Do it in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm getting there. Glory to God. Let me show you something. Give me 2 Corinthians chapter 2, not 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. 1 Corinthians 2:6. If Satan, see, Satan had known this, now that he had been exposed, now he's trying to keep you away from this glorious truth. Now, let me read it to you. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. That word perfect means mature. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that comes to what? Now come to nothing. Now nothing. But we do what? Speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, secret. Everybody don't know this. Or speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even what? Notice it's hidden. It's hidden. See, he hid the thing from the wise and the prudent, and he revealed them unto babes, unto his children. Hallelujah. So you can, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained. Who ordained it? God ordained it when? Before the world, unto who glory? Our glory. See, he intended for you to be wise and intelligent and make decisions where you prosper, you succeed, you win at everything you set your hand to do. This is ordained to your glory. Then if you need to know it, he'll show it. If you want it, he got it. He wants you to understand, you don't need to look nowhere else to find what you need. I got what you need. Not only do I have what you need, I got more than what you need. You can never exhaust my resources, what I have for you. But if you start listening to the flesh and it want to talk, anybody ever noticed that? Anybody ever noticed that? And all it's going to talk about, me. Me, I don't, me, you didn't do me right. Me, I don't, I want to feel good. Me, I want to have my way. Me, I want to go when I get ready. I want to do like I want to do. Don't nobody tell me what to do. Me. Right? But if you're going to follow God, it got to be God. Holy Spirit. Jesus got to have something to say to you. Because he's the Lord, not you. Hello? So here we go. Which none of the princes of this world knew. Who? None of them knew about this wisdom. None of them knew about this wisdom. For had they known it, they would not have what? Crucified who? If Satan had known that you were going to be made this wise and made this intelligent and have all the access that you have and the stuff that God had given you, if he had known that you were going to become just like God himself, he wouldn't have crucified. He never would have crucified Jesus. And so he have did his damn best to keep you away from this truth. Do you not know? Hello? And this is why you have to have wisdom. Everybody call themselves Reb. Everybody that call himself a pastor is not God's pastor. Everybody call themselves an apostle, they're not God's apostle. Can I help you out this morning? Everybody call themselves a prophet. They're not God prophet. They may be prophets. They may be prophet lying, but they're not God prophet. Everybody that called, I said, let me get that right. Some people that call themselves evangelists, they're not God's evangelists. They are for their own mean. So forth with the pastor, so forth with the teacher. They're out for what they can get. That's why you have false teachers, false prophets, false pastors. Anybody here?